Vice President Pakwesiemisa Arthur has reiterated government's determination to maintain the country's peace, stability, strong democratic institutions, and guarantee personal security. This is said took years to build and have become vital part of the country's business-friendly infrastructure. Vice President Emisa Arthur said this at a luncheon in honor of the visiting Governor General of Canada, David Johnston, in Accra. Seth Aya has filed this report.
As part of his four-day stay in the country, the Governor General of Canada, David Johnston, will visit the Crop Research Institute in Kumasi to witness at first hand the impact of the Canadian International Development Agency's involvement in an agricultural research project on maize, help promote Canada's business and trade interests, and the success story of Canadian Cathy Knowles, who is providing literacy programs for disadvantaged children in the country. Vice President Emisa Arthur said Ghana's economic environment is ripe for long-term investors who are willing to seize the opportunity to invest.
The new challenge for us is how we can stay ahead of a global competition. How we can stay ahead by building on the existing foundation for the private sector to thrive. The 2012-2013 Global Competitive Index by the World Economic Forum ranked Ghana as fourth among the top investment destinations in sub-Saharan Africa. Also, ranked Ghana third among the five top recipients of foreign direct investment in Africa. We recognize that to provide the infrastructure for the further growth of the economy, it is necessary to mobilize the confidence of our major resource, the domestic private sector.
Mr. Johnston said trade between Ghana and Canada has increased more than 220% from 2000 to 2012. He was confident that business partnership between the two countries will continue to flourish. Mr. Johnston advised that much attention must be paid to the environment to safeguard it for now and posterity.
Ghana and Canada are blessed with abundant natural resources, an inheritance which presents us with a great opportunity and a great responsibility. As we work together to extract those resources and develop them to our advantage, we must also be wise environmental and social stewards, both for our own well-being and for that of our children and our grandchildren. That's part of our responsibility as citizens of modern, progressive, democratic nations.
The luncheon was attended by diplomats, Canadians, and a cross-section of the Ghanaian business community. Seth Iyer, reporting for Radio Ghana.